It's 10 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Morning Dew. And for all those getting into you for the first time, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Miss P. I'm your hostess of the evening. Tonight we're going to be getting in tune with two amazing women. So I'm excited because it's nothing like girl power. It's nothing like, you know, women out there doing a damn thing, so to speak. So I'm totally excited. So we're going to be talking to S. Navi and we're going to be talking to T. Austin. So, you know, it's just good times all around. Again, if you're tuning in for the first time, I just want to say I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So we're not going to, you know, be held up with my antics because you guys know who continue to listen all the time that I can just go on and on. And I saw one of S. Navi's tweets today, and she said she could talk too. So I said this could be an awesome experience because two people that can just chat it up, I don't know how this is going to go, but you guys may have to, you know, like pull us apart. So I'm excited. So without further ado, let's get Miss E on the line. How you doing chatted, tonight?
Chatted time, chat, chat, chatted time.
Yay.
How are you, Miss P? You weren't ready
you
for
doing,
that, were
beautiful?
You?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, can I just say your voice is amazing. A cappella, with the
thank
beats,
you.
Without the beats. I mean, blindfolded. Chris
call Troy. It out, call it out. Call out each layer of the talent because it's God-given. Thank you so much. God bless us all.
Yes.
No, thank
and
you
not
so
only,
much.
You're welcome. Not only is your voice amazing, but you're amazing. You know, I was just like, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And, you know, I don't know if you've been to my website or not, but you're on the slider and you're just going across, just going across. And every time you go across, I'm like, and do you guys see her shoes? And do you see those blue shoes?
I have been to the site, and that's why I love you guys, because you guys love us. And, you know, thank you so much because compliments are great, and I thank you for recognizing my outer beauty. But when you get into S. Navi and recognize my inner beauty, that's where it really begins. It's what's
no,
inside,
definitely.
Like Morning Dew.
Definitely. So, yeah, Morning
Girl, we'll
Dew
be on
is
here for
gorgeous.
An hour. How much time I got? Tell me what's my time called. What's my time called? Hello, world.
I know,
thank you
right?
For tuning
I know.
In. No, thank you. No, you're cool, though. It's cool. It's cool.
No, definitely. So for all those getting in tune with you for the first time, as you say, you know, we want to get into the inside, crack you open a little bit, not too much because that's not how I do, but I do want to get some out of you. So just tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are as far as like where you're from and, you know, where you grew up and things of that nature.
Well, I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And for anybody that's listening, Milwaukee is so-called the beer capital of the world.
Yum,
anybody
no.
know about Milwaukee? I'm from that's the only thing I can say that Milwaukee is known for. Outside of that, I'm from the Midwest, and I love my people that are from the Midwest. We tend to have a different energy than most of the world because it's like our own little planet there. So I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I moved to New York to pursue my singing career, which is why you and I are on the phone tonight.
Yes, so, awesome. And you've
yeah.
been, like, almost everywhere in New York as far as, like, performing.
Thank you for recognizing and doing research. That might be true. You know, we've been working very hard, so it's a beautiful thing when other people recognize our efforts. So I'm very happy that you've done research and you've seen the things that my team and I have been working on. So thank you for that, Miss P. Am I going to see you at the next show? Miss P,
yeah.
Can I play that intro when you walk in to my next show? Because your intro
I
was
know
dope.
The laugh.
It really was. You know,
thank
it was
you.
Dope, so.
You know, it's the laugh. It's the laugh that killed it for me.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we,
well,
I try to throw a little bit of me
in
here.
Because I will talk all night. What time your show go off? I'll be your co-host.
Well, we okay. Well, we can definitely schedule that to happen. You know, we can definitely schedule that because that would be awesome to have you come back. Definitely.
Know,
so for
back
those
to
that.
S&B. Let's get back to the regularly scheduled
yeah,
program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do this before people be like, really, though? So for those that never heard your music before, explain your sound in, like, five words.
Eclectic. Get the dictionary. Eclectic soul for the soul. Miss P, you are silly, girl. You are silly.
No,
it's
I
eclectic
love it,
soul
though.
For the soul. No, because there's words, listen. if you would ever get into my office environment, I live by a dictionary, and I look up words that I was, you know, I went to school, I have a degree, whatever. Doesn't mean anything. There's words that people use, and I say, you know what, I'm going to go look up the exact meaning that society is defining this by. So when I say eclectic, I want people to understand when I say eclectic soul exactly what it means. That's all. I'm not, you know, that's all I mean. But it's eclectic soul for your soul. Five words. Definition. Esnavi.
Absolutely. I love it. And for all those,
here, he would say bong, bong, bong.
Right, exactly. And for those who do not understand the term that you just used, please be my guest.
To be eclectic means that you gather things from a variety of sources. So my music is gathered from jazz, it's gathered from pop, it's gathered from soul, it's gathered from hip hop. And it has a sound that encompasses all of those genres into one. So that's why I define as eclectic soul, because I have a very soulful voice. It doesn't matter if it's rock. It doesn't matter what the genre of music is. It's very soulful. So I have to put eclectic in there because the music that supports my voice, it varies over all those genres. So that's why it's eclectic soul.
Absolutely. I love it, and I think it's just gorgeous how you just put that all together. It's like a formula,
poetic,
like science.
Darling, was it poetic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just gorgeous. It's
you know,
gorgeous.
One thing about my interviews after a certain time, they get a little silly. So, listen, if anybody's listening and you want me on your show, have me on your show after 9 p.m. because that's when I get my sillies on. If you catch me before 4, I'd be very serious.
Definitely. You know, we don't want that marketing degree to come out. We don't
no,
want that.
No, we don't want
you know,
that because it will come out. After 9, I'm off work, but I'm not because I work 24-7. Team E, bong, bong, bong.
Exactly. We want you just like this, you know, because this is how I like to get down, just
well,
this like
this. This is my thing to speak. Clearly, you want people to listen to you. So if you're not entertaining, who's going to listen? Whether I'm singing a song, I see the world inside your hands, the world inside of me.
Wow.
I cut that off. Whether I'm singing or talking, you have to entertain. So, hey, let's go. It's not me after dark.
See, now why you have to go and do that on my show, Miss E? Why you have to go there? Because now how am I going to talk that?
Because, I don't know. Let's get to the interview. I think I'm doing too much, but not enough. Have y'all got that? It's not me. That could be.
Right, exactly. Here I go.
Shout out to Bronze Magazine. I was the Hair Beauty of the Week, bronzemagazine.com. Check it out. Support it. Tweet it. I'm on there. And it's so ironic that I'm on your show today, and it's the very day that I'm in Bronze Magazine. So anybody listening, much love to Bronze Magazine.
Yay.
And check out me, Esnavi, ESNAVI.com. And my hair is hot. Can you go log on right now?
And my hair.
Go log on right now. Log on. Did you log on? Did you see it? You are
no,
into town.
I'm going
to
look at that,
piece.
Though. No, I'm definitely going to check that out because being, you know, background as a cosmetologist, just putting that out there, I'm definitely going to check
hold
that
on.
Out.
Are you going to come do my new pin curls or are you going to color me? Can I barter with you?
Okay, can we start a
no,
bartering system?
Wait, Miss P, we got to straighten up. We have to straighten up for our public.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we
can
go.
You please tell all of your fans about my Bronze Beauty of the Week magazine? I'm the Hair Beauty of the Week. Can you tweet that? Let's share love because I'm going to promote
you.
That's how the new age black and colored and African. No, that was a joke when I was like colored. Because you've heard what's going on with Obama and the whole Mitt Romney thing. Don't take it
too
seriously, people. But no, seriously, I think that us people of color, click, click, click again. No, but seriously, we need to support each other no matter what race we are. And if you support me, we support you. And even if you don't support me, we're still going to support you. So I think that sometimes it's very important for us all to support each other, and that's how we're going to grow as a race of people. And as in human race, no race involved as in visual, but race involved as in soul. So people who have the righteous soul, it's time for us to support each other. If you're doing good, I want to support you. And if I'm doing good, I need you to support me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And no
very
hashtag.
Well said. Very
and no
well
hashtag.
Said. No. No hashtag in that because, you know, that's how you know it's not for real when you hashtag. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, how has the reception been since you've been performing all around New York? I see you've been at Kenny's Castaways. I mean, I've been there to see different people perform. I mean, you've just been, like, all over New York doing your thing. And how has the reception been?
Oh, here I am. I'm still here. Oh, thankful. It didn't disconnect.
I'm sorry?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah. Are you here? Do you hear me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, something happened with the connection.
Aw, I'm sorry. So I'm going to repeat that.
Repeat
I'm
going to
repeat
please.
That
if
question.
If I didn't answer,
yeah.
You knew something was wrong.
No.
That's not the
episode. Definitely. I got a little scared. But, no, I was saying, you know, you've performed at Kenny's Castaway and a whole slew of places in New York that I'm familiar with. So how has the reception been? Because I'm telling you, when you were singing, I was just, like, blown away. So for all of those who don't know, just throw her in the Google, and it will just definitely come up and check out the YouTube ASAP. But how has it been?
I have to because, you know, when you give me a certain moment, I'm just going to keep it as real as I can keep it. Kenny's Castaways, right? I performed there for the CMJ Marathon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That show. And I perform, like, I'm so glad. I have to just repeat this for people who are listening. A lot of people who interview you will not do research. They'll know a little bit about you but not know about you. I love Miss P because she really did her research and she knows about FNV. So I'm really enjoying this interview right now. I just have to say that. I don't like fake people. I don't like that. I don't have time for it. I really don't. So, but with that being said, the fact that you brought up Kenny's Castaway, I'm so serious. Listen, the show I had there, had the least people when I started singing. By the end of the night, the place was packed. And it was because I performed during CMJ and, you know, my label and my manager and everybody, we all promoted it because, you know, that's what we do. But there were so many people in that area and I guess so much stuff going on. And I literally, and when people ask me, like, why do I sing? I sing for the person who doesn't know me. I started off when I got on stage, there were like 15 people there. When I left, there were 300 people there.
Wow.
300 people there. They heard me singing from outside. So the fact that you bring that up, forget the other places I performed. There was great. You know, those are things that people know, and people know Kenny's Castaway. But that show was, for me as an artist, it was so dope because it showed how powerful my voice and my music is.
Absolutely.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you do have
a
powerful voice.
As a matter of fact, if anyone's listening, they should YouTube Kenny's Castaway, and I performed the song that we have on YouTube called Electric Fantasy, a cappella with guitar, and a cappella, you know, it's not a band. Myself and the guitar. That's it. Acoustic, electric guitar. Electric Fantasy at Kenny's Castaway. No, seriously, like, for me, just the fact that you brought that up, I have to just be honest with you since we're after dark and we're having an interview. That was one of my most memorable performances. I'm serious, Missy. Why are you giggling?
Because I love your energy. That's why. And I'm a silly person, period.
Did
like,
you listen to
before
morning?
Before hour, after hour, in between hour, huh?
After dark with Esnavi on Miss P in tune. Stay in tune, darling.
Yes, exactly. Stay in tune. So how was it performing at, you know, in New Orleans for the Essence Festival this year?
Here you go. You keep bringing up these things that, for me, like, I've been singing since I was 15, and what am I, 16? In 1 year, I've experienced so much. So much has happened in that 1 year. We're having so much fun. No. But I have to say to Cayman Kelly, if you guys do not listen to Sirius XM, you're missing out. Because right now I'm in my zone, and I love shows like this on Block Talk. Tune in to Miss P every week. But no, seriously, Cayman Kelly, who is the connoisseur and the main man of Heart and Soul Radio on Sirius XM, you need to check him out. Because the reason I was on at Essence Festival was because of Cayman Kelly and his show. And what Heart and Soul does is it promotes artists such as myself that are talented and, you know, are trying to get to another level in their career. He highlights them. And I was actually chosen as the singer, independent, major and everything that I am, universal, and all those good adjectives, to be the first performer that performed in his show live during the broadcast at Essence Festival. So when you asked me, like, how was Essence Festival, it was beyond something that you could fathom. Like, it was amazing. You know, I don't know many performances that go on at Essence Festival that are recorded live, or rather broadcasted live. It wasn't recorded, it was broadcasted live. So It was, I can't even put it into words. And I had a fan all the way from Japan that came to Essence Festival to see me. So, I mean, it was beyond words.
Right.
Although I just said a lot of words. I told y'all I'd like to talk.
No, it's awesome. And you know what's so hot about it was because you were there. That's it.
I was there.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. And not a lot of people, I mean, experiences are like those are just so, like you said, just, they will always just stick out and always be memorable. Because, I mean, really, mm-hmm. though, even if I was just there, I would have been like, oh, my God, Essence Festival. You know what I mean? Even if I'm not performing, because, you know, I can't sing or dance, but I can run my mouth.
But you have other talents. That's what I tell people all the time. We all are blessed. We all have talents, and we're all unique. You just have to tap into what it is that's special about you, and you just exhaust that talent until the end. Like, that's what you do. But honestly, Essence Festival, like, amazing experience. Amazing. Like, I saw, like, I grew up listening to Mary J. Blige, and to know that I'm sharing a stage with her, and I'm going to a radio station where she was just interviewed, like, for me, that, I mean, my level, my definition of success isn't, it's not accolades, it's not money, it's about accomplishing goals, and I felt so successful in those moments.
Definitely, and I could see why. You know, so speaking of Mary J. Blige, that's just one of the names out there that you had the opportunity to just like stand toe to toe with, or side by side, or embrace. So tell us about some of the artists that you, you know, you had the opportunity to, you know, deal with,
see and perform with. Well, I can say Taste of Soul LA was basically the largest crowd that I've ever performed in front of. Over 200,000 people in L.A. Taste of Soul, KJLH is a station that puts the festival on, and it's owned by Stevie Wonder, who is, Stevie Wonder is like, I feel like he raised me, he birthed me, I was his child, just like, Stevie Wonder is a genius in my eyes. And to be able to perform at a festival that was sponsored by his station in itself was so huge. And then I performed with, like, Eric Benet, Johnny Gill, and Dombey, who I recall was on Erykah Badu's live album. Like, I tell these people, like, when I'm fortunate to meet certain people, and it's not about those people that everybody knows, it's just about those people that touch you. When I'm able to meet those people that have touched me and inspire me, it's more of an amazing experience in meeting somebody that, like, you know, that everybody knows, like the icon. You know what I mean? Because when you're able to touch somebody and somebody shares that with you, it's more impactful than any notoriety to me or any celebrity that you can ever have. So I met artists that I actually know about, that I researched as an artist, like growing up and listening to music and honing my craft and wanting to become better. So Taste of Soul LA was so amazing for me on so many levels, because I met a lot of those artists that I say to myself raised me. And I say that because they, when I was growing up in my art, not growing up as a child, but just growing up as an artist, these were people that I listened to. So it was extremely impactful.
No, and I definitely can, you know, relate to that, you know, your whole feeling about, like, Stevie Wonder raising you and stuff, because I think pretty much a lot of amazing people out here that, you know, set the stage for a lot of us out here that are talented or creative or just in the entertainment field in general, you know. So when I had the opportunity to talk to Stephanie Mills and then tomorrow Betty Wright, it's like, oh, my God, LaVert, you know, I'm just like, oh, my God, you know, Karen White falling all out to pieces. You know, this I could agree with, because I looked up to them or was inspired by their music. on some level.
Right.
So I definitely understand that. And, you know, I love the fact that you said, you know, they raised me. Well, Stevie raised me, because it's like a lot of people that's like in a jokey world as actors.
That.
When they say that
I'm
the
able.
TV raised them, my mom put me in front of the TV.
No, but I'm so serious, and I'm glad, like, you know, we can have light about it, because it's all about having a sense of humor. Like, there are so many artists that raised me, and, like, people, I get this question all the time. I do interviews, who inspired you, you know, and getting into all that. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I do music because of the people that raised me, the people that I admired. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm still being raised by artists that are younger than me, artists that are older than me. I'm inspired by anything that inspires me. And when I say being raised, that means I'm being taught by something that inspired me. So, yeah, you raising me right now, Miss P, you didn't even know you got a new daughter. You're raising me
okay.
right now. Like,
I don't
you know,
even know how that happened. 12 years old, and I already
how
have a child.
How about your daughter? So when I talk about somebody raising me, it's deeper than the definition that we've been taught. You know, it's about being educated, growing, somebody that you learn from. You're raising me, meaning you're taking me higher. That's the only
Absolutely.
Way we should be going in life. So when I say,
Absolutely.
Like, yes, I am raised by so many artists that I want, you know, where is my, I'm supposed to get some sort of support, but something from all the people that raised me because I'm their child. You
exactly.
Like, yeah,
I want they, a lot
children.
Of them owe me child support, back support. For real.
Well, hey,
I'm
since
a,
now you're my mother, I hope that you take care of us.
That's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, because I take care of my family. So that's definitely what's happening right now. We're embracing each other.
Now knowing you got a new child that you're
exactly,
raising.
Exactly. Exactly. With amazing hair. Like, you know, I'm a proud mommy.
No, it's kudos to that. No, let's listen. That's a big deal. It is.
No, it really is.
No,
it really
is.
Is. Yeah. So
we're joking, but
have...
now I'm serious.
No, I'm
serious.
I know you are. I hear it in your tone.
But not
I get
on
it.
Serious XM, but serious Inter XM. No, okay.
Exactly. So do you have any other, like, hidden talents other than just being amazing and having an amazing voice? You know, do you like to cook?
Thank
do you like to write? I mean, I know
well,
you like songwriting.
Thank you. Let me acknowledge your compliment and let me say thank you because, you know, money and, like I said before, accolades and stature, notoriety, celebrity will never change my spirit, so I will forever remain humbled. And thank you for the compliment.
Sure.
But since you asked, yes, I am great at so many things.
Yay, I want to hear.
I am a great cook. I have a really serious fashion bug. I love fashion. I dibble in instruments. I do have a little bit of talent in the instrumentation.
Which
I
one?
I also am a very good writer. I'm still telling you my talents. Hold on. a very good writer. No, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, I feel very blessed. And beyond that and beyond myself, I'm very thankful for the team that I've been blessed with, because you can't do anything alone. And for anybody that thinks that they can fly with one wing, you can't. You need two. And I'm very blessed, and I'm talented. And I can go further in other things that I'm talented in, but singing is my love and my passion. And
Absolutely.
I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world.
Right. So as a female artist, how do you see, like, the music industry from your journey thus far? And this is just going out to all of the females out there that are probably interested in pursuing a career or currently in one.
Well, I can say that at this point, because we're having this interview today, is that I'm noticing – no, I'm so serious, because if we would have had this interview, like, a year ago, my answer would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about music in this state. We're in the 21st century, and I'm noticing a resurgence of real talent, and I'm noticing soul music becoming more important than it once was, and I'm excited about that as well. And I think that music right now in the industry, I think finally, like, we were in a good place, and then somebody told somebody something, and then that somebody told somebody something, and it went wrong. But I honestly think that music is beginning to come back into the right direction, and I'm happy with what I'm hearing in general, and I'm happy with the artists that I'm seeing. So I'm glad that I'm going to be part of that movement, because I am the next breakthrough artist, and I'm going to claim it. And if anyone thinks I'm being cocky, I'm not. I'm just being blessed and sharing those blessings with the world.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love your, you know, temperament. You know, you just, I just want to embrace
you.
Like, can you feel me?
I just don't know. But thank
can
you,
feel
Missy.
Me hugging
and I know you're
you?
Genuine.
Like,
I feel like
squeezing a life out of you
have
right
a radio
now?
Show. I know you have a radio show. I know you need listeners. But I know, you know, aside from what we have to present to the public or what we want to present to the public, I honestly feel that you're very genuine, and I enjoy you, and I've enjoyed this interview. So hopefully we're going to be able to see each other. I'm going to see you at the next SNIV show.
I'm there. Like, it's not hopefully.
Tell
like,
you.
Take that one out, period. Like, I'm there because I need to hear this, and I need to hear this up close and personal.
And let me tell you this. If you don't come, I'm going to call you out. Period.
I believe
so
it.
So, world, I know I will. I will find your show. You can try to, like, not answer my call. I'm a star 6-7. You can, like, hang it up. I will call you out, Miss P, to the world. So, we need you at the next show. Intuned family.
Yes.
Are they taking
mm-hmm.
notes? But, no,
yes,
thank you so much.
Are.
It was a great interview, and I appreciate you having me.
No,
but
definitely.
If you don't come to the show, I'm going to call you out.
No,
I
and I believe
people
that.
That. Don't do what they say, or if you don't, you better let my team know. That you won't be there, because I will call you out in the worst way. She
I
lied.
Know.
She up there on that radio
right.
show trying to act like she care about us. She lied. I thought she was coming.
This is what happens when, you know, when you just adopt a mother, you know? It's random.
Mothers are shady. Don't you be shady, Mama. I need you. Mama, I need you.
Oh, my goodness. That is so crazy. But, no, seriously, though, I am that one that definitely sticks to what she says she's going to do, or at least try my best to. So if there's ever a conflict of something, then it would definitely be addressed ahead of time. So no worries. I would love adore and honor the fact to be in your company to see you perform in New York. I'm right here in New York.
Well, thank
you. Know, I'm not getting on a plane, and if I had to and I can make that all happen, then it would all happen. Love is
well,
love.
The fact that
and
you said, that's exactly how I feel. I feel that, you know, what we put out into the universe, we get back. So when you share
definitely.
Good energy, you get good energy. So I hope to see you soon. I am in New York. So to anyone who's listening, go to snivy.com and check me out. And, let me love the universe and let the universe love me.
Definitely. And when you go shopping, love me the way you love the universe and you love shopping, because those blue shoes, I've been talking about those things for at least, I don't know, probably like 2.5, maybe 3 weeks or more. From the time I booked with your people, like, I've been talking about them shoes. Like, really, though? Do she really have to have them, like, tied around her ankle and I don't have them tied around mine? Really, though?
You have no idea how excited I am about Fashion Week in September. Like,
yes, and it's
another
coming up.
Memorable memory, and I know I got to go, but I'll be really quick. One
sure.
of the things, like, when I first moved to New York and one of my experiences was, like, sitting in front row at fashion shows. I love fashion. And they come from Milwaukee, they're like, okay, because, you know, yeah, they think I'm country. I sound country. Whatever, y'all. Yeah, I'm not country. I'm not from the South. I'm from Wisconsin. But with that being said, like, one of my most memorable memories being in New York was at Fashion Week. And just, I love fashion so much. And knowing how much I love to come from Wisconsin and to express myself on a level of fashion and still be like where people ask you, oh, what are you wearing and blah, 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 where I'm just being introduced to brands on another level. It was amazing. So I'm so excited that Fashion Week is coming up in September. And, that's it. I think I said too much. I said enough. And
no,
I said,
you're not. Wait a minute. Yeah. I did not say it was over. Like, hold on.
I know, but I can
where
keep
you going?
Going. I told you. I tweeted about it. I can't talk.
No,
I'm
it's okay because, you know what, I still have a few more things I want to ask you and that, you know, I think that
go
we need
it.
To put out there in the universe.
Okay.
And that's,
I'm
like, do you
rush.
Have, yeah, stop rushing me. Stop
it. My full-time job, so.
No, stop.
I don't have anything
no.
to do. But
just don't do it. Just stop. No. So tell us, do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about those.
Well, first let's start with I am working on new music behind the scenes. I have a very organic process to approaching music, so I'm in the zone and I'm inspired and I'm living in my creative world. So I am working on new music that hopefully, you know, the world will be able to hear after they hear Exit E and I have those million fans. You know, we can release some new music. Other than that, something else that's really huge that I'm working on is I am the first African-American face for a cosmetics line that's going to be carried and Dwayne Reed nationwide, which is huge. Huge.
Very. Because it's like, for all those who do not know what Dwayne Reed is like one every inch of a block. Okay? In New York.
And let's
especially
further
in the city.
Our public. And let's further educate our public. Walgreens, because if there's not a Dwayne Reed in their city, there's a Walgreens. It's
exactly.
owned by Walgreens. So if they're familiar with Walgreens, they're going to know Dwayne Reed.
Yes, which is a beautiful thing because, see, I wanted you to kind of, like, go there with the makeup and stuff because, you know, I'm a makeup head also,
well, this,
but not, like, caked on makeup head, you know, not frosting makeup head, just putting that out there. I like my shadows and I like my glosses, so that's, like, the extent of my makeup
let's
job.
Let's put it out there because while we're talking about it, if you will visit snavi.com and learn more about myself, SNV is not about caked on makeup. She's about natural beauty and bringing your natural beauty out. So, of course, you don't wear caked on makeup, and neither do I. But, you know, there comes a time where we just want to enhance our natural given skin. And that's what I do with Alison Raphael. So that's another project I'm working on. I'm also working on just a lot. It's so much. I think that my time is running out. Literally,
okay, you're worried about the time, and we're good right now. So just
another event tonight.
All right, so okay, so just summarize it really quick. Tell people again where they can find you, your social networks and stuff like that.
Hold on. You had another question for me. Was that it? Other projects I'm working on? Because I don't want to miss anything. Okay,
no, because I'm going to have your behind back on this show. So you go ahead and summarize it for us, and then we'll meet up again soon.
And she is also coming to my next
show,
which
please
is going to be in New York City, and details coming soon.
Yes, please, ASAP. As soon as you get those, have your team please send it to me.
But don't forget the dot, dot, dot. Like,
no.
Imagine it. Envision it. Look at it. Details coming soon.
Yeah, and I see my outfit all coming together, too.
Don't even start talking to me about that. We're going to need, like, another 4 hours. No, seriously. Chatty time.
Yes. So tell people again where they can find you and where people in the chat room, dot, dot, dot. Exactly. See, they enjoyed you and they're loving you and they tuned in. So definitely tell people where they can find you, then
really
I'm going to let you get,
real,
yeah, get to your
really
event.
They need to, well, no, let's start at snavi.com, which is my world. It's where I live. And everything there is the connection to the next level of SNAVI. So when you go to snavi.com, I have my Twitter, I have my Facebook, I have my YouTube, all the good stuff. And for people who really enjoy what they heard me say, hopefully they'll enjoy what they hear me sing. I have a lot of new videos up, No Ordinary Love, I just covered by Sade, which I love.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. If I had the time to sing, I would sing it right now. I love it so much.
Don't play with me then. Don't play.
No, I'm serious. I would. But I'd rather than go to YouTube and check out. I did that's going to be a cover at my next show, like a rehearsal session. So they should go to YouTube and check me out. SNAVI Live.
Definitely.
I'm done.
Yay. Well, I just want to tell you that I'm blessed, and I'm really glad and grateful and honored to have had your presence on the Intune Show tonight. And we're family from this point out, so, yeah, you will see a ton of support and love coming from us. And you don't have to scream me out on that because it's just definitely – you might have to tell me to stop more or less than –
No, I just hope that you do what you say you're going to do, because if you don't,
always do.
The streets are watching, TE is watching, and then I'm watching, so I will call you out and say, she said she was going to support, but I need her. No, I'm kidding.
And I'm supporting.
No, mm-hmm. But seriously, before you, I even, like, got on the show, I saw you were tweeting, but you didn't put the app, but it's okay. You put my name up there, and we found it. And
I'm all over the place at all times.
No. But seriously, I feel, like I said, I feel that you're genuine. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be on the phone this long because I clearly have other things to do. But I feel that, you know, the energy was worth my time. And I so appreciate you having me on the show. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
I've been
on 15
minutes ago, like, she's shady, Miss P.
Right. Don't deal with that one. Mm-mm. She has a big head. Okay.
I'm kidding.
For real. And
I'm
I don't mean literally. I mean, for real, big. Forehead and all.
No. But you, no, seriously, I like your energy, and thank you so
much
for having your show.
No problem.
And
have a great night.
And listening, if they like any little portion of anything that we've said, please go to snv.com.
We definitely going to do that, and I adore you, and you have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a good night, Miss P. Till
you
next
too.
Time, till next show. Right,
to the
bye.
Next show. Exactly. Bye, beautiful. Yay, so that was awesome. That's Navi. So with that being said, and Miss Austin will be tuned in just a few, I just want to show love, because love is love, you know, and anyone who tunes into the Intune show know that I love to love. So let's, for my new adopted daughter, let's play Ding Ding by S. Navi.
Ding 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 da ding 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 da da ding 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 da ding 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 da da ding 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 da ding 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 da da ding 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 da ding 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 da ding 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 da ding 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 ding.
Ding, Ding, and Miss E is tearing it up. So definitely make sure you guys support at www.esnavi, and that's ESNAVI.com. Get in tune because you guys will be hearing that in rotation. And as you guys all heard, I will get called out, beat up, and dragged if I'm not at a show. So I'm definitely going to be making sure that I am wherever she is in the NYC, and that's just period, point blank. So if you guys hear me cancel a show, that's because I'm not getting dragged, period. Love you, Miss E, and thank you for, you know, getting us all in tune with you. So next up we have Miss T. Austin, which I'm really excited about because she just did a drop for me, and I'm about to play that for you guys right about now, which I thought was kind of, like, hilarious because it incorporated not only just the Intune show and family, but it also incorporated my silly side, you know, so I'm loving it. So we're about to play that, and then we're going to play one of Miss Austin's songs, and then we're going to get in tune with her. So here go the drop. Let me know what you guys think about it, okay? And for all those who want to call in, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with T. Austin and Miss P. And the track that I'm going to play after the drop is going to be The Darker Side. So get in tune to our new drop and let me know what you think.
This is T. Austin Reed of the Wicked Chicks, and you're listening to the In Tune Radio Show with your host, the lovely Miss P. It's all love and crazy pants, babies.
You know.
Yeah, baby. So that was Happy to See Me in the Darkest Side. And without further ado, we're about to bring Miss T. Austin on the line so we can get in tune with her. But I just want to say that I don't know about you guys, but I definitely was vibing to Happy to See Me. You know, I was doing my whole little, you know, you guys can't see me. But this is definitely what was happening. I just wanted to put that out there. I was shaking a tail feather. Sorry you missed it. Okay? But anyway, without further ado, let's bring Miss Austin on the line. How you doing tonight?
Well, hello, Miss T.
Hi.
Miss Jackie. How you doing?
How you doing? First of all, I want to say thanks for the drop. you know, you captured me, okay? All love
yes,
and crazy dance babies.
Yes, I had to get that laugh. I really did. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hilarious. No, thank you.
You're great.
Thank you. Every time I hear it, I'm just chuckling, you know?
Right.
Seriously. So did you have fun making that?
I did. I was laughing at myself for about 5 minutes. And, you know, I was laughing at you for the rest of the night. And
definitely.
I was like, yeah, I know she's going to like this.
Yay,
and
I do.
I need to, that laugh is just too much for me.
Awesome. Okay, I'm gonna stop right now. It's happening. It's stopping. So for everyone who's getting in tune with you for the first time, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you from and, you know, where you're stationed at currently.
I'm from Philly, Germantown, baby. And as of recently, I'm from Orlando, Mickey
Yay.
Mouse now.
I know, right? How many times have you been?
Crickets. I don't know. Sorry,
I didn't say crickets. Like, how many times have you been to Disney World on an all-day pass? Like, come on, share this with me and us.
I can go back in my memory bank now. I don't. It was a long, long time ago when I was doing that, but I almost forgot Disney was here.
It's so crazy because, honestly, if I lived in Orlando, I would definitely probably be there, like, every other weekend. You know, I like the little teacups that's been around.
Yeah, okay. That's why I go so much. You come down here for a while and see all the billboards of Disney World and everything. You'd be like, Atlanta.
Okay.
LA.
It's all the same. Uh-huh. After a while, I get it. All right, so definitely. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. Who is T. Austin, per se, as far as your talents are concerned?
Ooh, which one?
I mean, you know, all of them. All 100
no,
of them.
No, I was making reference to which T. Austin. I'm the producer, the engineer, the artist, the performer.
The actress.
On occasion. Whenever I decide to come out of my shell, I do a little modeling here and there. And I love sports. I'm a sports freak, sports fanatic. And give me the peanuts and the couch and the widescreen and the football games or whatever, the X Games, you name it. And leave me alone. And,
so
yeah,
it's safe to
real.
Say that when sports kick off on the Intune show in September, that you'll be tuned into that. Crickets?
No. See, now you're going to make me turn into a politician. I tell you what, I'll find a happy media. I'll call on the radio, but I'll be watching the TV. I'll listen on my radio. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble.
We love it either way.
And I surf. I'm a diehard surf person.
Really?
Because this is Florida, and I love the beach, and I have to go out, and, you know, I have to exert that energy. I got to get the madness out.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start surfing? Because I'm really interested in that now, you know, because I really have never been able to, like, rollerblade, you know, skateboard, surf, you name it. It's not happening.
I've been doing it for about 18 years, and you can come down anytime. And I have a fun board, what you call it, this long board, and it makes you stay on a lot better. But I have a top weight board, which is kind of what the pros use. But I'll give you the slow board, and you know I'll help you out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that would
anytime.
Be awesome. As long
anytime.
As you're going to be giving lessons on the beach, then we're good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry.
No. Like what?
No, like the Point Break thing.
Yeah, like Point Break.
I got you. Wetsuit and everything in 90-degree weather. I got you.
Did you break that Point Break? Did you really go there? Good thing I've seen that movie 100 times. Keanu Reeves, I love you.
I knew you would get it. I knew you would get it. You do your research.
Exactly. So from the producer perspective, you know, tell us a little bit about T. Reed as a producer.
It's crazy. Like I always say on my Facebook, my mind is a marathon. And if you can't keep up, got to hang with the sprinters, because I go from one end of the spectrum to the next, and then I'll find another spectrum to go to. And a lot of times I'll, you know, do most of my producing late night, and that's why my project is called the 3 a.m. Sessions, because, you know, I'm up in the middle of the night, everything's just kosher and calm, and I'm one with the universe. And all these ideas just start banging in my head. And, you know, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know how it happens, because I go in a zone. And I know I'm looking at all the lights flashing on my keyboard and my computer screens and everything. And, you know, the only thing I can say is God just comes and starts working through my hands. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to touch the keys, manipulate everything, and then a couple of hours down the road, I push the play button, and I just sit back, and that's pretty much the only way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
so,
I really, oh,
like you
yeah.
really. I'm sorry.
I mean, it just all happens, and it's like it's going really fast, and I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but it comes out and the way it does, and then, you know, I pick up and then I do the engineering and the sequencing and stuff, and that's when, you know, it turns from, you know, natural spiritual things to science and tech, you know, technology, and, you know, just knowing, having, you know, being able to know what I'm doing to sequence the songs out, to have them sound the way they do.
Exactly. So what was your inspiration? Because I happen to, like, again, really like Happy to See Me. So what was your inspiration for that?
That was inspired by none other than my other half of the Wicked Chicks, Asia Lorraine, who's been one of the biggest inspirations of my entire music career. She wrote the song. I composed the music, and we were actually partying, and at some point passed out, and I woke up and I started, you know, just banging on the keyboards, and the music was cranking, and she woke up, and, you know, next thing I know, she's starting to sing the song, and then she goes right like a madman, and then she's like, let's do it. So she was the one that came up with the whole Happy to See Me thing, and I just sat there, and I was like, wow, you're nuts. Go record it. Let's go.
Right.
And, yeah. So she mm-hmm. came up mm-hmm. with all, she comes up with the lyrics. Most of the time on our project, I just leave it to composing. Because I love, you know, I really do love the obscurity of being a producer. I'm not really a limelight person. And she'll just take it away and just fly with it. I'm like, go ahead, do you.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Wicked Chicks, because, you know, I was going to reference that, but since we're there, let's just kind of talk about the Wicked Chicks and what that all means.
Bananas, Banoodles, right?
Banoodles.
Yes. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. I mean, it's our alter egos. In other words, I'm Austin Monier, because I do Grand Monier. That's my poison, and hers is Hennessy. So whenever we get in the studio, you know, we'll sip a little, and then we just go at it, start going like crazy. Like I said, you know, I think we need an amusement park. inside the studio because I graduated from Jungle Gym to a whole amusement park because we just, you know, it's crazy. We never know what we're going to come up with. I'll start making a beat, and before I know it, she's ready. She's already singing. Like, she's already known the song. And the chemistry between us is very wicked. And a wicked in a way that's the only word I could come up with it. Not, like, magical or anything. It's just sick. It's crazy. It's insane. But we work very, very well together, and the chemistry is explosive, and I love it. I've never worked with anybody that was, you know, just so talented. And she's done work with, you know, everybody, all her people up in New York. I mean, DMX, she's done a whole, I can't even think of all the people that she's worked with. I think I need to pull her up and do some research on her, but been around the world with all her artists and stuff. And she was with the Rough Riders. So need I say more on that? She was with that family. And, you know, then she came down and we started working. And it just turned into a magical thing. And I love her for it. Love you,
Absolutely.
Asia.
Absolutely. Right. So aside from Asia, are there any other people that you're currently working with that adds flavor to your projects?
Yes. I have a friend, awesome guy over in Denmark. His name is Gerald Joshua, and he was listening to my tracks a couple of years back, and he was just like, you got to send me something. You know, I love your stuff. You're on that other kind of whatever it is. I need it. And so I shot him a few tracks. He's working on his project over in Denmark right now. And I'm also doing work with amazingly talented artist in the Orlando area by the name of Marta Adele Allen. And she's great. She actually challenges my musical abilities to take it to another level as far as genres. I love to cross genres. I love to break stereotypes, you know. And anyway, she has a very strong Evanescence-like flavor. And I'm working with her on a project right now, and it will be heard. And it's, you know, it blew me away. You know, because God blessed me enough to be able to pull through on that one. Very complex composition, but, you know, I pulled it through, and I'm happy, and she's just jumping, bouncing off the walls about it. Yay!
Right, yay. So Matt, what message, you know, because you just mentioned that you know, cross genres, and you like to break boundaries and, you know, just stir ruckus up with, you know, your music and things of that nature. So what message are you trying to convey through your music, ultimately?
That it's not, I don't live in a box with my music. I don't live my life in a box, so I can't put my music in a box. I can't fit into one category. It kills my drive to create music. And I've been very rebellious with it, and it's happened to work. Just, you know, saying, well, here's R&B, here's rock, here is jazz, here are, you know, so many. And I was like, I want to do it all. I'm going to put it all together. I want to figure out a way to, you know, make it all work. And, you know, not knowing that I wasn't sure the blends would work, but I didn't really have any control once my hands started hitting the keys. So, you know, I just haven't been able to stick in one particular genre. It's become a habit to me to just create whatever comes through me. And
Absolutely.
That's pretty much how that
works.
I hope
works.
I was
yeah.
able to answer that question.
No, you were. You're doing great. Like, I love it. I'm attentive. I'm tuned in. So you've been in magazines and you've done different interviews and stuff like that. So tell us about your magazine, you know, layouts and stuff of that nature. You know, how does it feel to, like, be graced on, you know, like, your whole essence, your presence, like, you yourself, like, you're there in this magazine. How does that make you feel?
Weird, because I'm not used to it.
How so?
I'm not used to being anywhere where I can see myself in a photo besides on Facebook. So it's happened to me a couple of times. You know, the first time was like 12 years ago, and I had a write-up in a magazine, and I was, you know, I wasn't ready for it. And because I was, you know, I'm basically a hermit. And I come out when it's time to for me to be social. But normally I'm on the home front, I'm in the studio, and that's pretty much it. And just to see me anywhere else besides on a computer screen, yeah, it was very flattering. It was humbling for me. But, you know, I don't know. I felt special at the time, but, you know, I was like, this isn't happening. So it was kind of hard to believe, but, you know.
But it's beautiful, though. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you're a beautiful woman, and for all those who have yet to see Miss T. Austin's picture, it's on my Facebook. Go check them out. So, you know, speaking of those pictures, what was your, you know, inspiration for those?
Which ones? The ones with or without?
The 3 a.m. with the music sheets and, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty much defining me so far as the music. You know, it's very pure, very natural, and such is the body. And it's the music is signifying the comfort of, you know, not having all I needed was one sheet, but it was telling the whole story of, you know, just the natural me, the essence. And you know, I'm not afraid to show that, the natural, you know, non-made-up, non-photoshopped, you know, this is me, this is who I am in all of its forms, take it or leave it.
Right. Well, I say a lot of people would take it. Okay, without a problem. And I say that in all due respect because they're awesome pictures and, you know, they're classy and they're sexy and they're sassy. So, you know, I say hats off to you because not a lot of people are able to pull that all off and convey what they're trying to convey, you know. So they're awesome.
Yes, well, thank you. You know, I can still rock the body and I'll probably do it like that until, you know, until gravity starts taking hold of the situation.
Like me.
Come
okay,
on
don't
now.
Don't wait till as long as I waited. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Okay.
So tell us about the trailer that, you know, I also posted on my Facebook, guys, so you guys can check it out.
Oh, you are just going in.
Yes, I am. I mean, this is what the interview is about. So never die. So tell us about, okay, so tell us about that. I was about to go into it, but I'd rather you tell everybody about it.
Okay. I write screenplays. And so I was in cahoots with a friend of mine who took a read of the script, and it wasn't even complete at the time. And she said, I like this. I want to do a film. I said, okay. So that's pretty much how that got started. And like I said, I was one of the main characters, and I loved the vampire theme. And it was just crazy because I had the script. I had written the script, and I hadn't studied any of the lines. So I pretty much improvised everything that was far left of what the actual script was. But it was great. It was a fun experience. I got to wear the teeth and wear the crazy eyes, which even after the filming, I would go out to bars and stuff with the eyes in and, you know, just look down and tell the bartender, can I get a shot of Grand Marnier straight up? And she'd be gone.
She'd imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
You know, going into a dark bar, like dimly lit, and you have these eyes on. Hilarious.
Yeah. It was insane. But, yeah, the filming, it was good. But I don't think I could get into that acting stuff, you know. I like that character so much. I didn't really want to come out after the lights, you know. That's a wrap. I wanted to go fight people. I wanted to go fly, but I said no.
To go fly. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
That, so.
I love it. So, you know, being that you've done some interviews already and things of that nature, I think it's safe that I can ask this question. So when you were being interviewed, like, what do you wish people ask you more about?
That's a good question. I wish they would, you know, wow, that was great. You get an A+ for that.
Well, thank you. I strive for A's. I strive.
I kind of wish they would ask me more about how it is to be a woman in the industry. And, you know, my experiences so far as being a female producer within the industry.
Awesome. So I'm going to stop you right there, not to cut you off, but let's talk about that. Let's talk about your experience as an engineer, as a screenwriter, as a producer, as an artist, as a performer, and your journey thus far. So take us back a little bit and then bring us back to the present. So the floor is yours, my love.
I was first signed to an independent record label back in 1996. And I had no idea what the music industry was like. All I knew was that I loved music. I adored it. I couldn't live without it. I had more music. I could have been a DJ, like, majorly back then. Didn't even know that either. So, anyway, I went to this record label, and I gave them a cassette. That's how long ago that was. And said, this is what I do. So I played it, and the guys from the record label listened to it, and probably like 10 minutes later, they were like, the music's dope. Now sing. Like, I don't sing. I'm a producer. So I had lumps in my throat and everything, but I sang a little because I can carry a tune. You know, I'm not Patti LaBelle or anybody, but I rocked it a little bit, and next thing I know, they signed me. So I was like, great, you know, fine, fantabulous. And then my entire world changed because now I was signed to a record label, and I didn't know what was in the, you know, I didn't know what entailed in this industry. I just went along with it, and I'm like, Mom, I signed to a record deal. And as time passed, I started to see how it was grimy, the dirty game, the games people played. And, you know, I was caught in the middle. There were times when I wanted to leave as time passed, and I couldn't. I was bound. I couldn't do anything anywhere else. And, you know, it was very political. And if I did work within a studio, I couldn't take my master's. It's so many litigating factors that, you know, that really strap you down. And if you don't know the business, then you're screwed. And so that's what happened to me. So I kind of waited out my contract, and because I wasn't very pleased with where I was. And so I said, I'm done. I'm out of here. And I think, you know, from that point on, I had decided that being in the music industry, I was going to direct my career, myself, and not be bound in the ways of, you know, these record labels. I wanted to be independent. I said, if these guys are independent, I could be independent too. So, you know, that's how it was very difficult to break away and then to rebuild and establish myself. But I eventually did. And it's been a long, hard road, a very long, lonely one, because being a female producer as well, you know, you don't come across many at all. I've come across maybe one or two, and I've been doing this for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very lonely, but, you know, it has its rewards. But, yeah. Am I answering your question?
No, you are answering my question, because my next question would be, as a producer, as an artist.
I don't want to jump ahead of you.
No, no, and I appreciate that. I really, really do. So as a producer, as an artist, you know, as a writer to boot,
mm-hmm.
what's your ideas or your concepts or your input or your, you know, just your recognition of the music on the radio today?
I'm sorry,
how you
can
feel
you
about
repeat
it?
That?
You know,
I
how do you feel in short about the music on the radio today?
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Yeah. No. I don't.
I'm
really.
Teasing you.
Uh-huh. I honestly, it's, I mean, no disrespect to anybody at all, you know, but music has, it has gone from my perspective entirely. I think it has gone from musicians to mechanical behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen, you know, when you go back, when you take music back on the radio a few decades ago, even so much as then back in the, you know, the 80s and the 70s, you had musicians operating. There weren't digital loops. There weren't, you know, everything wasn't digitized. And believe me, I'm into technology and progression and evolution of music and stuff like that. But I think there's been a high level of mechanics and not natural playing, not natural talent. Anybody, you know, I can't even say, I can't take a loop and I can't do the things that some people can do, how they work their loops, because I'm a musician. I actually play instruments. But, you know, there's so much sampling and stuff like that, and a lot of artists that are on the radio sound the same, and there's only about 20 that loop every hour, and it's just, you know, so much politics, and you don't really get to hear the other talented musicians that are out there, and that really blows. Because there's a lot of talent, and it's just not being publicized on the radio. You have, I mean, the jazz, the real jazz stations, all the rock stations, the varieties are being, you know, taken out of the radio stations, and that's really bad, because now it's like, you know, just one type of music going on. It's either that or you turn to a different station and you get vintage rock. And there's so many different types of rock going on right now, but you only get vintage. And you turn on your XM radio stations, you get the same loops, 70s, 80s, 90s, but then there's like 20 groups within in those particular stations that get rotation, and that's it. And you never hear talent. I'm talking about serious talent. Musicians, real musicians. So I'm like I said, no disrespect to all the artists on the radio now, but I don't listen to it very much because I can turn on one radio station and hear one artist, turn on the next radio station and hear the same artist that I just listened to. And I'm like, you know, let me go in the studio and have WTAR in the studio.
Okay. And that's T. Austin, guys, for all those that don't know. So we have a call on the line, so we're going to take a call, break the monotony a little bit. 904, you on the line with T. Austin and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
How y'all doing? This is the Honorable King Hollow, the King of the Freestyle, Mr. Poem, Mr. Spoken Word himself. How you doing this afternoon, ladies?
Hey, how
great,
you doing
great.
This evening?
I'm doing fine, and I actually wanted to comment on what she was saying. She is absolutely right. It is more of a mechanical machine behavior instead of freedom of expression.
Right.
Yes.
It's no longer
yes.
free spirit music. It's more, you know what I'm saying, just like I respect musicians that can play instruments, just like musicians respect people that can speak poems, poetry, spoken word, and can relate if it's in the rap stuff to what's really going on out here in the world. Because when I turn on the radio, it depresses me. It depresses me to a point so bad that I go to my own YouTube channel and I listen to me for hours. I listen to myself.
Amen. Amen.
Because I feel like I'm the only one that can relate to what's going on, because it is such a fake system that this generation is built on. It's no longer live instruments and, you know what I'm saying, people that put passion behind their words and actually, you know what I'm saying, take time to put a poem into action. Now it's just how many clothes, what kind of dope, you know what I'm saying? Okay, if I get on this computer, I can create this new sound instead of learning the techniques of how to play with the woodwind family, how to learn how to play the drums, how to be, you know, culture yourself to get on the horns and actually learn notes and learn how to write sheet music.
Exactly.
Because my grandma got me involved in music when I was very young. She was a pianist. And I tried to learn, but you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, one of those ADHD kids that, you know, I was off the wall. I could bang a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but I wasn't that good at it. And
right.
when I got older, I learned I could speak spoken word. And then I turned spoken word to rap. Then I started writing. And then in 06, you know, like I told Miss P before, I dropped the pen. I can, you know, recite a poem off the top of my head. That's because I practice at my craft. It took years and years and pain and tears of what I went through to get to the point where I'm at now. And I feel like the radio and the industry is just BS, because it's not condoning the real artist no more. It's condoning everything else that is brainwashing the whole generation. And it's to a point right now where, you know, everybody now is telling me we don't listen to the radio. We listen to the underground. We listen to real musicians.
Right.
I sit back instead of listening to the radio, I'd rather listen to jazz. I'd rather freestyle
right.
on a jazz beat. I'd rather listen to a real musician and see how they compose the elements and the different parts and the stanzas of this song instead of listening to
right.
a song talking about, you know, I'm blinging out, because that's not the generation I was raised off of. I was raised off of Tupac, Big L, Big E, Jazz, B.B. King, Temptations, Ronald Isley, you know what I'm saying? I can go further back if you need me to, but you know what I'm saying? Muddy Waters. Yeah, I heard
right.
a little bit of Muddy
yeah,
Waters
I'll tell
Mississippi,
you.
Too. This the type of music I was raised off of, and you know what I'm saying? It was all feelings, emotions, things that were true, things that were happening, you know, women,
yeah.
life, love, relationships. Now it's about money, cars, clothes, dope, rewind it. Guns, violence,
yeah.
you know, telling kids that getting out here on this block is cool. And
right.
when I go to the OGs, they're telling me when I was a young, you know what I'm saying, if I ever catch you with a rock in your hand, young man, I'm going to kill you. And that came from my uncles. So I'm just like, you know, this whole music era is displaying the wrong intentions towards our generation, therefore nullifying their mind, therefore making a dumber generation. Because nobody's interested, and even in the music programs, you're seeing what the Republicans are doing with the schools. They're trying to take funds back, give it back to the rich folks, so that way they can take culturally enriching programs from our schools. You know, they done cut out music, and music
yeah.
was something I took when I was young. You know, I learned how to play the base a little bit. You know, I wasn't good, like I said, but it was just the culture of the environment of actually just learning.
Well, we need to get you on the show then, so you can tell us all about it.
Okay.
Oh man, you know
okay,
how I appear every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. You taking all the words out of my mouth, bro. But I appreciate you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's why they call me the king of the freestyle. You know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe I need to get with you, King of Freestyle. Why don't you leave me your number or something? We could.
Y'all can follow each other on Twitter. Definitely.
Hold on, I'm gonna put it in the chat room.
Yeah, definitely. Did you have any particular question for Miss Austin tonight?
Yes, I always have a question for the talented people on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
always. And one of my questions is, what inspired is it you as a young girl to pursue the type of music that you're in now?
I was raised with a jazz family in Philly, and my dad was a drummer. He did some drum work with Sun Ra and his orchestra, and we pretty much grew up with them, and you know, Frankie Beverly and Maze, and my family was really good friends with Bugs, who, you know, passed away, rest his spirit. So I was surrounded by jazz, and my dad had an extensive collection of different types of music, you know, Weather Report, George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, you know, Heat Wave, Ohio Players, Stephanie Mills, you know, everybody, which, you know, incidentally, my parents went to see Stephanie on Broadway when she did The Wiz. I'm jealous. Forever. And but you know, I grew up in a musical environment, and you know, I had instructors like John Gilmore, and I learned the whole process of reading and writing music, which I still do on occasion today. And you know,
right.
So that's it's pretty much all the different musical influence, everything from rock and jazz to, you know, R&B and soul and Motown, and, you know, even back to the swing periods back in the 20s and 30s with Duke Ellington. You know, I picked up all those influences because I studied. I didn't just, you know, say I'm gonna do music, and you know, you have to study in order to prove yourself true. You know, in the musical world, and I didn't want to be, you know, a mechanical artist. I wanted to actually go in and, you know, play a keyboard or pick up a trumpet or, you know, something like that, and just actually play and manipulate and figure out the dynamics of the sound and everything. So the more I wanted, you know, in order for me to be able to do things like that, I have to learn about them. So I chose to do that and to take the time and expand on what my family, what I had learned within my family, just doing the music and everything. So,
right. Because you know what? Yours sound kind of a little similar to mine, because even though I was born in 86, I kind of liked the swing music. You know what I'm saying? I kind of liked it, the old school blues. I liked it to listen to jazz. Yeah. I liked it, you know what I'm saying, even though, like I said before, I couldn't manipulate an instrument to save my life, you know what I'm saying? But it was something I got inspired from in 94 when I learned how to write my first haiku and all that stuff. I actually heard my first poem recited by Maya Angelou and Edgar Allan Poe. And
yes.
I studied and it inspired me to, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah. I said, dream of your dream.
Yes.
No,
it inspired me so much.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Did you guys exchange info? Because I'm going to wrap it up in a bit. So
yeah.
I just want to take over a little bit.
Please.
You know.
Oh, my fault, Mr. You know me.
I know how it goes. I know how it just goes. Yeah. You know, we've been here, done that. When you really find somebody that you can connect to, you know, it's just like, hey, and then this, and then, you know, ideas are, like, unlimitless, and I respect and get all of that. But I'm definitely going to take it back over now. Take rings. Yeah. Take rings. Yeah. And
well,
get back on track.
Well, y'all enjoy y'all night. I'm going to hit up on Twitter.
All right. Thank you, King Hollow.
All right. Appreciate
you. You already
know.
Anytime.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So he's definitely, you know, an avid supporter of the show, and he's definitely awesome. You know, he's called in a few times, and it gets like this, so we definitely, you know, we know King Hollow. So definitely, so that was
wow.
awesome, you know, definitely
yeah.
awesome. Mm-hmm.
He
so he put all his
lot.
Info in the chat room for you and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I just had a few more questions before I let you go, Austin, and basically I wanted to know, you know, if you had to write a theme song for your life, what would the title be and why?
Theme song for my life. Deeper than that. And because I've had to face a lot of going, you know, letting people know that it's not about my physical attributes. It's deeper than my physical attributes. And a lot of people in this industry haven't been, you know, they had not been able to get past my physical to see that there was actually a spirit inside of here, inside of my body that was, you know, just a lot more profound. My thoughts actually do mean, you know, things. The way that my spirit feels actually means something. I'm not just a product. I'm a person. You know, I have feelings. I have emotions. Don't count on me to make you millions of dollars and just go home, and you know, that's it. Because I have tears. I cry. You know, I have. You know, there's a spirit inside of me, and it's deeper than the physical, and that's pretty much, you know.
Right, absolutely. So what's your ultimate goal for your next project?
To actually, I spent a lot of my career helping a lot of people, and now I'm helping myself. So I would definitely put, you know, soundtracks and, you know, I put, you know, getting myself on soundtracks. I want to win a Grammy just for the sport of it, you know. But, and I just want to reach different genres at one time. That's what I want my project to be. Like, you know, I want to have a lot of different artists on my projects at once and cross all those genres. You know, it's like you listen to one artist and that's me producing. You listen to another artist and that's me producing in different music categories, but they're all me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really want to focus on.
And I think that's kind of, you know, dope, as everyone say, and it's kind of becoming a thing for me too, to say dope. So I think that's kind of dope because I think that in all of us, we have different personalities that, you know, are expressed at different times depending on your mood, being that I myself am a moody person. So it's just really much so. So I really think it's like, you know, kind of dope that you said that, you know, touch all genres relating to your characteristics or every single part of you as Austin, you know. So
yes,
I think, you know,
many,
I love that. Mm-hmm.
There are many of... Oh, there's so many inside of me. And I'm not afraid to say it, you know. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I do.
Hello?
I'm containing.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Containing.
Yeah, you was going in and out. Uh-huh.
As soon as I hang up this phone, it's going to be a beep. I get nasty up in the ass and give me SD.
Awesome. So tell me one last thing. You know, what's your personal motto or mission statement that you take with you throughout your life when you're feeling, you know, you know, or when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling joy, you know, what is that personal mission statement that you, you know, resonate with on a daily basis that keep you focused to do what you have to do?
I only have one life. This is it. And there's nothing that's going to stop me. Nothing under God. If it doesn't kill me, I'm doing it. Because I've been given the power to do it.
Absolutely. And I lied. I said that was my last question, but I actually have two. So the next to last would be, you know, with all these hats that you wear, and there's a woman out there. So you're not talking to me personally. You're talking to the listeners and everyone who will tune in, even if they're not live right now. And they happen to want to, you know, venture out into one of those hats, you know, that you currently have on. What would you let them know? What would you say to them?
Go for it. Don't let, you know, don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't do it. Because if it's really inside you and you're really determined to, there's not a damn person on the planet. There's no place or thing that can stop you. I have been around the world, and I hate flying. I can't stand planes, but I will go. I spent 3 months over in East Asia, over in India, in so many different countries. I'm so many different countries within India, and I had to fly to get there, let alone fly back, which takes 24 hours. So, you know, I did it because it was in me, because I knew I needed to go. When you have a purpose, then nothing is an obstacle. No, I'm sorry, that's all it is. That's all it is. It's just an obstacle. It's a speed bump. But, you know, we all go over speed bumps unless we don't want to. It's all in what you choose, all in your will. You have the power to do it. It's just, do you have enough will to do it? Are you willing to go through the storm?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that that's an excellent piece of advice. Like, you know, it's an obstacle, but are you willing to overcome that obstacle to get to the main reason why you're going in that direction?
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to overcome yourself?
Right.
Because everything starts within. And once you have that, once you start that perpetual motion, there's nothing that can stop it. You become driven. And all your adversities and all your adversaries and all your negatives, you know, and all the negative thinkers and the negative things, sometimes they will weigh on you, but they don't defeat you. You're not able to be defeated, and you know it. When you get to that point, you're just not. It's not an egotistical thing. It's just a thing that you know between you and God. That you're being carried, and there's nothing that can stop you, and there's nothing that anybody can do. So either they hate you or they love you. There is no in between. But no matter that, you know, and no matter what, you just keep going. Don't stop. Keep it moving, because you're gonna get there eventually.
Exactly. And I agree with you 110%, Austin. So tell our listeners where they can, you know, follow you, find you, and stay in tuned.
I am, I'm a Visa card. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I even have a MySpace, I don't know how long ago. I'm on SoundCloud. You can catch me. You'd be better off Googling T. Austin Reed, but Facebook.com/T. Austin Reed, Facebook.com/T. Austin Reed, the producer, MySpace slash myspace.com/TAustinReed2. T. Austin Reed on Twitter. Very simple. T. Austin Reed.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to tell you that I think you're amazing and you're inspiring, and, you know, you got to teach me how to surf and how to mix a beat because, you know, I know neither of the two. Okay?
Well,
so just keep that in mind.
We'll have fun and, you know, just pop a little, we'll do a little Wicked Chicks theme and just, you know, you could bring your little Moscato or whatever, the little white stuff
Moscato.
You want. Yeah, I don't know, and I'll put a sippy cup on my grandma, yay, and, you know.
We'll figure it all out. Definitely. So I just want to thank you again, Austin, for the drops. I love them. I didn't play them all tonight, but I'm definitely going to, you know, keep those into rotation. And all the awesome tracks that you sent me, we're definitely going to keep those in rotation as well. You know your family, so you definitely have our support at all times. And I just want to thank you for, you know, taking the time for me flipping, flopping you all over the place on the schedule and finally being able to get in tune with you. We love and we appreciate you, and we, you know, we thank you sincerely for all that you do.
And I love you guys too, and thank you so much. And before I go, can I please just do a few little shout outs?
Sure, come on, do them, do those things.
This is like I'm practicing for the Grammys or something.
go for it.
All right, first, I'd like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be on the Intune Show with you.
Thank you.
It's cheap. I'd like to thank my battle buddy, Laquan Carpenter. She's really been a support system of mine. And, you know, we haven't really known each other that long, but she goes to war and I'm going with her all the way. And my boy, Jiro Joshua over in Denmark. Hey, love you, dog. Asia. You already know, baby. Bullseye Studios, Dark Alley Entertainment, Mafia Magazine. Love you guys. And
is that it? Is that it?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, Miss P, love you all too. Asia, Mafia Magazine, all you guys. I love you all.
Yeah.
like they know me.
and I want, you know... I want to come back one day and I want to co-host with you too. I think that would be awesome.
Yay.
And, you know, I could even come to New York because, you know, you and Esnavi, man, y'all make me want to fly right now.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. She's awesome. I can't wait to her show.
Yes.
Just like you. You're awesome as well.
I'm cracking up. Yeah, I got to come up. I got to come up. And you got to show me how to, you know, press all the buttons in the call so I can talk to people.
Yeah, definitely. That's all going to happen. All going to happen. But in the meantime, in the round time, again, I say thank you, Austin, for being so awesome and inspiring.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. And I will talk to you soon. And
respect
to everybody on your crew. I see you guys, you know, out there making it happen. And that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Very positive. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Austin. Have a good night.
Most welcome. You too, love. Bye-bye.
Yay. So that was Austin Reed, and, you know, she's awesome, and, you know, so is Miss E. So I'm definitely had a good night. It was like girl power for all those tuned in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. And also for those, as usual, that continue to support the Intune Show, I love you and I appreciate you. You know, without you guys, none of this is even possible. In such a short time, I have grown this show so much. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. And, you know, when I have amazing people on like Miss E and Miss A and Miss P herself, you know, I love to love. And like Miss A just put out there, she's like, you know, the team that I have coming on board right now, or the family, I should say, is beyond any words. So I know that it's going to get turned up times 10 in September. So make sure you guys stay in tune because we're going to have sports, we're going to have gossip, we're going to have a teen segment, we're going to have a power hour, and we're going to have Empower My Love. And we also have, you know, the people that have been here with me from the beginning, Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, Phoenix Star 9, and we're just jumping off with all new family. So for all those that don't know, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be on live with Miss Betty Wright. And for all those that are getting it twisted when I'm telling them who's on the show tomorrow, I don't mean Betty White, the actress. Although she would be awesome as well, don't get me wrong. But I mean, Betty Wright, no pain, no gain, clean up woman, and tonight's the night. I am so excited, and I'm so humbled and honored by just just being able to get in tune with these people. Because like Miss E said earlier, we were raised by these individuals. So they're like our parents and our aunties and our uncles and stuff. So I'm definitely in tune to what she put out there in the universe today about that concept. And I'm definitely going to steal it and adapt it until she trademarks it, of course. So, again, guys, stay in tune for that tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, Ms. Betty Wright, live and up close and personal with Ms. P. I love and adore you all, and I look forward to just, you know, gaining. And if you're talented, have any expertise or skills or just anything in general that you want to share that you think can contribute to the Intune show in general, definitely shoot me an email at intuneshow@aol.com. If you guys are out there and currently, you know, looking to intern on any program like the Intune Show or Phoenix Star 9, then definitely hit us up at internships with an S at theintuneshow.com and gain, like earn while you learn. Definitely a good look, you know. And also, for all those who want to submit music for rotation, airplay, etc., then definitely shoot us an email at music@theintuneshow.com. So I think that about covers it, babies. I love you all. Have a good night. And I will be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern with Miss Betty Wright. Until then, babies, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin.